You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Pop a top again. I just got time for...
Joining me now is the only member of the Ass Clown fraternity that has not wished me happy birthday. What's your deal, man? What's your problem?
Crying out loud. Is that,
what is wrong you with
call,
you? What is
the first
wrong
thing is
with
you have that expectation?
Yeah. Hello?
We should be good enough friends that you know deep in your heart that I wished you happy birthday. You shouldn't even have to ask. That's when you know the friendship is true.
I know. I don't go for this shit you lay on your wife, okay? So stop it. Okay? And now here's what's coming next. Mac, you get to talk to me 4 days a week. Isn't that birthday present enough?
No. Yeah, the present is you get to call me your friend. I know that guy. He's my friend. No shit.
You're friends with him?
Yeah. Oh. They're like, dude, that's like a present every day. 365 presents. Every day you wake up, present.
How do you get them all in the room?
Happy birthday, man. I was going to wait till I said it live. I wasn't going to send you a text like the other jokers.
You know, I said this earlier today, but one of the things I took away from the whole Bush funeral thing is I'm going to write more letters.
I remember that, too.
Take the time to do
write
something that we don't do very often. And it was amazing the number of people that came on and said, I got a letter from him, and it takes about, what, Mike, 5-6 minutes to get the piece of paper out, write a 3-paragraph note, fold it up, address it, and put a stamp on it. That's about as much time as it takes. But it was amazing. Like, so many people would come on and talk about the letters that he wrote them. And I took that away. It's like, you know what? I'm going to make a resolution to do that, to take the time to let people that are important to you or go out of their way for you, a way to say thank you, and in a way that you just kind of said it, that not in a text message, but in a way that shows somebody that you took some time out for them. I thought that was awesome.
Right. Well, you got some time because you said New Year's resolution. So.
Exactly. It might just be a Bush funeral resolution. The other thing I said earlier today was, how cool was it yesterday to watch the people line up on the train route between Houston and College Station? That was awesome. I mean, we talk about, you know, the country we live in isn't what we see every night on TV.
Well, that's Texas, though.
It's the country, man. Don't kid yourself.
No, that's Texas.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
If you could,
the country is not like. If the country was a lot like this place down here, it'd be a whole lot better place to live.
Honestly, I do think the country is a lot like that. You know, I will tell you,
not your part of the country.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. When you see those fires and you see people go to help. Yesterday it was flooding around here, and you see people come to help. That's
America. It has to be. So you're saying there's a trigger for everybody to be nice to you in where you're from. That happens every day here.
No, I'm not. You like to take what you see on TV and what you read in the paper and then paint everybody who lives there as that way, and it's not true. It's as applicable as everybody in the United States is like the people we see that represent the federal government every night on TV. That's bullshit. It's not. So I'm encouraging you to stop painting with such a broad brush. And you and I both know this. There's great people that live all over this country. But yesterday it was an awesome statement in the state of Texas. Schools let out. I mean, you saw at least one set of school buses out there. People holding up signs. And that's a country I know we fought for. That's a country that I live in. And it was a great reminder, two things. One, how great the Greatest Generation was. From Bob Dole standing up to salute, to the letter writing, to James Baker, the things that he said, and they were greater than just World War II. They were great at leading. They were great at compromising. They were great at putting the country before their parties. And
I think we're getting upset.
We missed them.
It's he was you know, he was unduly criticized for his presidency. And then, like you said, history is always going to write it, you know. And over time, people started to realize, holy crap, he was a great guy. Oh, my God, he was a great statement. I mean, we said it a long time ago that he's one of the best presidents we've had. I mean, talk about moral courage. The guy was full of it.
Well, no, he had the opportunity to do what has become commonplace today, which is with a
politics,
right? Democratically controlled Senate and House to say, I already said no new taxes, but he said, look, I've got to compromise. We've got to have a budget and they've got to have a say in it. And I've got to walk up. And people said, no, you're crazy. That's an act of political suicide.
Yeah, you'll never get reelected.
But truth be told, he would have got reelected for Ross, except for Ross Perot.
Yeah, you brought that up. Right? Yeah.
And I think it's interesting. I saw a guy who said, look, and that subject came up. I can't remember his name. He's a senator now. He said, at the time, I was a Republican Party leader in the area that includes Cincinnati, Ohio. He said he lost Ohio, but he would have won Ohio except for the votes for Ross Perot. And he said, I know that you could – he said, I haven't done the math in all the states, but he said there was enough of those states. He said, I'm pretty confident telling you that if 60% of the votes that went to Ross Perot, who was a conservative, would have gone to George Bush. And he said, I think I'm lowballing that, but if that would have happened – he would have been reelected. And so we, you know, sometimes we forget all
the
things.
Think how crazy the world would have been without a Clinton. Clinton would have, yeah, I mean, holy crap.
Well, let's just delay Clinton. And
I mean, he probably, but we don't know. I mean, yeah. But
think how crazy, think how different the world would be without George Bush the second.
Yeah, that would have, like, mixed up the whole.
Yeah, bowl. Yeah, maybe we wouldn't have gone to war. And maybe none of
and
the
Jeb would have been the and Jeb probably would have got it then. That was who they were pinning their hopes on. You know, Jeb was like he was the guy. And out he from the pack comes the dark horse.
He doesn't seem like that guy though.
Yeah, but that's what everybody said. Everybody's like Jeb Bush. And then GW, George W. Who's that guy? Oh, he was the other son. The crazy son.
Yeah, no kidding. The oldest crazy son. I just thought it was. It made me think about the Greatest Generation, as we remember Pearl Harbor today. And
Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
For the first time in history, there will be no veteran of Pearl Harbor at the Pearl Harbor remembrance in Pearl Harbor today for the first time.
They're all gone, right?
Yeah, they're all either gone or not capable of making that trip.
Of making a trip, yeah.
So, yeah.
I think there's only less than 10 left, right?
Is that all there is?
Yeah, I saw something that was talking about, like, Normandy guys, there's like, you know, I think there's like, the parachute guys, I was reading some of them, there's only like 3 left. From, you know, all the parachute stuff, but the survivors of December 7th, actual Pearl Harbor survivors, I want to say it's less than 10. Wow. And, you know, a couple of those guys were like 15-year-old cooks or band guys,
yeah,
you know?
No kidding. Guys who lied about their age and enlisted yeah. to get out of town and stuff like that. The I'm just looking up. How many Pearl Harbor survivors are left? There was an estimated 60,000 Pearl Harbors. I guess how do you define Pearl Harbor survivors as the first one? Officials from the USS Arizona Memorial think there are approximately 2,000 to 2,500 still alive.
Yeah, but I think what they're talking about is people on the ground, everything else.
Pearl Harbor attack was 76 years ago, so even a 17-year-old who would have enlisted would be 93. Soon there won't be many.
Right here, what's his name? Raymond Harry. He was the last remaining survivor of the Arizona, died September 27th. He was 94. So all the Arizona guys are gone. When I think of the Pearl Harbor guys, I talk about the guys on the ships.
All right. The Oklahoma, the Arizona.
The Nevada, all of those.
Things. All those, yeah, in Pearl Harbor. Those guys, and they're just not around anymore. So kind of a watershed in history. It's still amazing to me that happened. You know, I mean, you look at the number of places the Japanese struck that week. It's like the whole fucking Japanese army embarked and sailed. Like, where were our spies in Japan?
I'm convinced we knew it was coming.
You got the black helicopter going on this again? Mm-hmm. I mean, relative to intelligence failures, it's like if you have anybody that's near a major harbor that, like, I don't know what's going on, but there's been trucks going through the city for the last 2 weeks nonstop, mostly at night. So I don't know, but I took a drive past the barracks at, you know, whatever, Tokyo South Barracks, and there's nobody there anymore. So either they're doing the biggest exercise or somebody's ass is about to get invaded. I'm not really sure, you know, who, what.
Right.
Mac out. We didn't do very good on that. Because, again, if you look, they invaded all of Asia, and, you look at all the islands, the Philippines. I mean, they were all over the place after that. Like, what the fuck, man? So you're convinced that FDR, that whole thing, that he knew that they knew that it was going to happen, let it happen, but they thought that what, the Navy would spot it and we would, you know, we'd sortie out of Pearl Harbor and there'd be some kind of fight. We didn't think we'd get caught with our pants down.
Yeah, America was going for isolationism. They were dead set on it, man. I mean, it died. The talk of going to war again. Because everybody was still the World War I generation.
Right.
They didn't want to experience that. They didn't want to be a world at war. Britain was begging them.
Oh, they were getting their asses kicked, right? They thought they were...
Why I say Britain knew about it. Just don't tell the Americans, because this is going to bring them in. You know, I'm not going as far as saying the British told the Japanese, hey...
Go ahead, light them up.
They got this place. Why?
It looks pretty good. We were you, we'd do it.
I mean, if it was me, just saying.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
But, no, I mean.
I don't buy that.
I do. I buy it.
I don't. You're, why? When did you become a conspiracy theorist? Have you always had that, like, going?
No, I just like to have fun. I bet on the dark horse.
You do?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Every once in a while. So really? This time I'm taking that
really?
Bet.
Really? Dark horse?
Not that dark horse. I don't bet on that dark horse at all. That's a crazy dark horse. Yeah, that shit's crazy there. That's a whole different topic.
I've never been much. I'm trying to think of conspiracy theories that I do embrace. What's the biggest conspiracy theory? So where are you on the Kennedy killing? Conspiracy or Oswald alone?
Conspiracy.
Yeah, I think it's Oswald alone.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I don't think you'd keep that thing a secret.
I do.
I don't. Look at anybody who tries to keep a secret. It never works. Here's an email.
How do you know that? How do you know? Because maybe they're so successful that there's hundreds of secrets. And the reason we don't know them is because they were successful. Only know when it's a failure.
Deep state. Deep state's controlling it.
But we only know it's a failure. So you can't just say, no one can keep a secret. How do you know that? I'm keeping secrets. You don't know things about me. I don't know things about you. We all keep secrets.
Yeah, but not those kind of secrets. Too big. They're too big. They're too big. They're too big. Here's an email. We'll come back to conspiracies in a minute. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is expected to resign as soon as today after Trump completely stops speaking to him and Pence Chief of Staff will replace him. A source told the Daily Mail that Kelly is expected to leave the White House before the end of the year, and the announcement could come as soon as Friday. His presumed replacement is Nick Ayers, the young chief of staff of Vice President Mike Pence. Ayers is a 36-year-old political wunderkind. Kelly is a 68-year-old decorated veteran. Trump and Kelly are no longer on speaking terms. Friday, White House senior staff dinner was to serve as an appreciation event for Kelly and other departing senior officials, but news leaked first to CNN. Mac, do you guys think this is finally going to happen, or is it more garbage? Gunner, what do you think? Any instinct? Your political
instinct? If this is coming from CNN?
No, this was coming from the Guardian of the UK.
I think it's garbage. We'll see.
They've been writing these stories for 2 years. And it never happens. So, I honestly, right. I mean, who knows? Who knows? I have I don't know. That's a rough job to watch, to be a part of that gong show and to try to keep it organized on a daily basis, I think would be pretty difficult. When Kelly talks, he says it's the most important job I've ever had, and I'm not going anywhere. So we shall see.
Hey, do you hear that Elizabeth Warren might throw her hat in the ring? Democratic
come on.
Presidential candidate.
Yeah, sure. She, Kamala Harris.
Not crazy.
Cory Booker.
That's crazy.
The guy who ran last time, what's his name? Bernie Sanders. Who else? Joe Biden. Yeah, it's like a cage match. It's like a Democratic cage match, but the problem is Springsteen said.
You still there?
Yeah.
Did I just like take your breath away?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Mac.
He's such a dope. He muted himself. Whatever you did, unpush the button. Hey, monkey boy. oh my God. Joining us now is Monkey Boy, who can't run Skype. Hey, Monkey Boy, how are you?
Hey, Mac, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Oh my God.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Man, that was weird.
Okay, monkey boy, what button did you push?
Nothing.
Oh, bullshit. You're sitting there bored like a little kid.
No.
I can hear your little fat fingers messing around, and you press the button, and we can all hear you. Mac?
Well, no, I was adjusting my...
Hello?
My headset.
Hello?
My headset.
Mac? No, this is before you hung up. Mac? Hello? And I was saying, yeah, monkey boy, say hello a few more times, you monkey. And you're like, hello, Mac?
Oh, see? And this is why I didn't call it and wish you happy birthday. God.
Why? Because you're monkey boy?
I don't know how
hello?
That happened. I don't
hello?
Know what happened.
Oh, yeah. I was just sitting here with my hands in my lap, and all of a sudden it went, stop it. Okay?
No, my hands aren't on my lap. I'm looking at parts and accessories for Glocks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then you clicked on something, and it took over your audio settings, and blah, 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 blah.
No, I don't click on those things.
Here we go. Okay, back to conspiracies. Give us the biggest conspiracy that you believe in.
Biggest conspiracy?
Yeah.
Okay,
and I'll give you a few to choose from. Great American... conspiracies. List of conspiracy theories. Wikipedia. Great American conspiracies. All right. Do you believe in this? Oh, this is a book. What the shit? All right. List of American conspiracies. All right. Do you believe Wow, there's too many here.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see. The Denver airport? What? Do you believe that Freemasons eat babies?
No.
Do you don't believe that?
No, I don't believe that.
I accused him of that one day on the radio. They wanted these guys.
What did he say? He called you. You telling me I'm crazy?
These Freemasons call me. I'm Catholic, so I'm reading the history of what it is to be a Freemason. The Freemasons was an organization
right.
And then the Catholics organized the Knights of Columbus, so it was kind of like the Freemasons. And so they're like, Mac, we want you to be a Freemason. I said, I can't, you idiots. I'm a Catholic. I said, yeah, and I know what goes on inside those big buildings where you have the eye and triangle and all that. You
guys, the eye of Providence.
Yeah, you guys are eating babies and shit. They're like, what? This is like on the radio.
What the hell?
Yeah, this is on the radio in North Dakota. They're like, what? What are you talking about? I'm like, I know, I'm on to you guys. Don't even try to. Oh, my God. It was hilarious. The best thing when you're live with people is to accuse them of just the craziest shit in the world. Just to hear them. Anyway, I don't see. They don't even have Kennedy down here as a conspiracy.
So one of the funniest is the contrails. There's a conspiracy out there that those are chemical trails that the government, they spray chemicals in the atmosphere.
Saltpeter? Do you believe in saltpeter on naval warship?
No. I don't believe that Malaysian Airlines either. I don't think that's a conspiracy.
Explain. So you don't believe that there was what was the conspiracy behind that?
That it was kidnapped and you're going to use for, it was hidden away and it was going to be used for some kind of secret mission or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's another one. That there's a secret group that controls the world that centers around Freemasons, Jewish people, and the Bilderberg group, right? They're now called globalists. They are controlling the world. Do you believe that or not?
No.
Okay. Number two, President Obama wasn't born in the United States and might be a secret Muslim. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I believe that.
The attack on September 11th was an inside job.
No, I don't believe that.
JFK assassination. 51% of Americans believe that there was a conspiracy behind the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
Yep. So do I.
Wow. Number six, aliens are contacting us.
Yes, I believe that.
You believe?
Absolutely.
Why do you believe?
Mac, I can't discuss it on the radio.
I can't talk about it.
Because I don't want
I have a
men with black suits at my front door.
You had a very, very high secret, a high clearance in the American government. There's things I can't tell you that I know.
And some of it probably deals with extraterrestrial life. Yes.
Aliens are contacting us. Among the many mysteries are the alleged 1947 crash of a flying saucer in Roswell, New Mexico.
Not alleged. That's not alleged. That's
the alleged flying saucer. Okay, so when we get to the bottom of that, all right, so we're out drinking one night. Larry had built this. Yeah, okay, see ya. The ensuing government cover-up of the incident supposedly links Area 51. Okay, that's all you need to say. Okay, do you believe the moon landing was faked?
No. No, I don't.
So you believe we actually went on the moon?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Number eight, do you believe that the Food and Drug Administration is withholding a cure for cancer?
Yes.
Right. Why?
Money.
Money? What is the FDA's purpose in withholding it?
What do you mean? I mean, people live longer, more people will live longer, and two, money. I mean, it comes down to pharmaceutical companies making millions of dollars on keeping, not fixing the problem, but just maintaining, you know, the status quo.
So the...
You know, that's part of the MH370, the Malaysian airline thing, was that there were HIV scientists on board, and they believed that they had the cure, and so they shut it down. There were five world-renowned HIV scientists that were actually on that flight. And that's why it went missing.
Wait, which Malaysian airlines are the one off in the Indian Ocean?
370?
317?
No, or 117. Or no, just 17. MH17. The one that was shot down.
Oh, not the one that
No, that was the one that was shot down, remember, over Russian airspace, the Ukrainian thing.
The other Malaysian Airlines went in the water in the Indian Ocean and has never been found.
Right.
So we're talking about, okay, all right. So
yeah,
you,
one of those.
So wait,
it was
so,
either 370 or 17. Right. One of those.
Explain to me.
HIV disease specialist on board.
Right. Explain to me the FDA withholding the cure for cancer. Why would the FDA do it?
Oh, just money and power. I mean, who runs the FDA?
The government?
No. See, that's the problem. No. The FDA is not run by the government. The government's not even run by the government. That's the craziest thing in the world. The government is run by the government.
So
yeah, right.
It's run by like six losers in a basement in New Mexico?
It's run by special interest groups.
Larry Shemp and Mo.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, here's the next one. Chemtrails, another conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
Idea that the trails that you can spot in the sky behind planes are actually chemtrails, some kind of chemical sprayed by the government to control the population.
Yeah.
You believe that?
No, that's stupid.
Let me just, for all of you who don't know, you know, we talk about nerve agents and shit like that. It is so hard to employ nerve agents, right? To employ nerve agents. You have to shoot them. The atmospherics have to be right. The wind has to be low. You have to have something that doesn't move. You have to be able to drop all this shit on one without them shooting.
Persistent, non-persistent. Those things you got to understand. Yeah.
So a chemtrail at 30,000 feet?
Ain't going to do shit, boys and girls.
You can't deliver a big enough dose. Anyway, 10.
Yeah, and with jet streams over 100 knots, you'd have to lay the chemtrails over, Japan or China for them to really affect us.
And you have to have every plane in the world flying and spraying whatever they're spraying. So, anyway, just a thought. You know what? Again, God bless them. Number 10, do you believe that the Holocaust actually happened?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you think all those were actors?
No, that's stupidity, too. I've read that, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Those people, like the world's flat. Oh. Okay.
Okay, what region? Let's see. I don't even know what some of these are. What regions do you think has the most aware of the Holocaust and believe it has been accurately described by history? No, it's not a good poll. I thought it was going to be Holocaust deniers. Okay, so there's 10 of them. You only believe in what, one?
What? I believe in UFOs.
You believe in UFOs. Now, why have you ever seen a UFO?
Can't talk about it. Can't disclose it. I can neither confirm nor deny the existence of extraterrestrial life.
I've seen. Oh, my God. That is awesome. I love talking about conspiracies. Okay. 10 widely believed U.S. government conspiracy theories. Number 10, advance notice about 9/11. You reject that. Well,
there was loose information that said that they would employ aircraft, but they didn't know if they were going to fly them into planes.
Right.
They were going to use aircraft in some way.
And
Mike
turned us on to a series that showed that the CIA had information that people that had attended, they knew a coordination meeting in what, Malaysia, Mike, in the Philippines?
Yeah, Malaysia.
And that those two of them had come to the United States, were in San Diego, but the CIA did not tell the FBI.
Because they were trying to turn them into
double agents, yeah. And so that literally blew up in everybody's face. And so that is then linked with the conspiracy.
Okay. Right.
But you
and so that kind of goes into false flag. I don't believe in false flag operations.
Wait. Say it again. False swag or false flag?
False flag.
All right.
A false flag is it's a term. I mean, so we do false flag stuff in the military, but it's designed that way.
Explain what it is, though.
They're covert. They're covert operations, but they're designed to appear one way, but they're actually doing something else. And so, like I said, you could do a med cap, right? So you go out, you do a med cap operation. What you're actually doing, well, you're inoculating or vaccinating things. But what we're really doing is our sole goal is we're out doing a census. We're finding out where these people are at, who these people are. We're building a base knowledge. Those would be false flags. Those are innocent ones. But, I mean, they can go into some that are more, crazier, but they're true. But we can't talk about those either.
Nice. Okay, that's a false flag.
You know what I'm talking about.
The
some of the operations we did where we did one thing and yeah.
Kind of said another.
Yeah.
All right, number 8. Martin Luther King's assassination was a government plot. You believe that?
No. No. I think that was a hate crime.
Chemtrails, number 7, number 6. Vaccines do more harm than good. This is pretty popular.
Who?
Vaccines.
What?
Right, the anti-vaccine movement, right, that says that
those people are crazy.
These vaccines, are actually what's the link between autism, blah 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 blah. I mean,
hey, keep that up, people, because you know why? We don't need a populated Earth.
So let's keep
that up. You guys will be the So you're the that's a good. Good, keep that up. I don't want too many people on this planet.
Well, now you see in different parts of the country, you'll see these outbreaks of diseases.
Tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, you're like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We got all these vaccinations when we were kids, and, what's changed? Why all of a sudden did, I don't know, I don't care. Number 5, the CIA created AIDS to wipe out gays and blacks.
No. That started from a monkey, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't even understand it.
A monkey bite or something? Oh, that was an outbreak with Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah. Number 4, we've already talked about the moon landing. Number 3, FDR knew Pearl Harbor was going to happen.
Absolutely true. Absolutely. We already know he wasn't a stand-up, honest guy.
Whoa. Long before 9/11, deadly Japanese bomb attacks on Pearl Harbor rocked a nation that had grown accustomed to being left alone. Thanks to sheer geography and military capabilities, the U.S. had largely stayed out of blah, blah, blah. Declassified documents publicized in 2011 show that FDR and his cohorts were warned in a memo 3 days before the attacks that the Japanese were eyeing Hawaii as a target. Conspiracy theorists. Well, you know what? That's like saying that, See what I'm saying?
What was that? That?
Tell me you're not a Mannheim Steamroller fan.
Oh, that's how you play that off, Monkey? Were you touching the keyboard again?
What did I tell you, everybody? He's sitting there like a monkey. Remember, he's enlisted. He can't stop. He's an enlisted monkey. They were eyeing Hawaii as a target. Conspiracy theorists point to that as ammunition for their claim that the U.S. government knew exactly when the sneak attack was going to happen. However, the book's author said the U.S. government believed the Japanese were contemplating a military action of some sort, but they were kind of in denial because they didn't think anybody would be so audacious as to move an army thousands of miles across the Pacific, stop to refuel, then move on Hawaii to strike more like
this. I don't believe it.
Yeah, see, I think it's the same thing with the 9/11 shit. You take one report out of a million, you pull it out of the stack, and you go, aha, we knew it. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit. What I can't believe is our intelligence was so shitty that we completely missed all the shit. You know,
why I don't think we did. I think we did, and it was, you know, five guys sitting in a room knowing that if this doesn't happen, if we prevent this from happening, right, we prevent this, then we're not in the war. We need the war. Those guys needed the war. Think of how many people made millions, billions of dollars off of World War II.
Oh, trust me, Hitler, the gift that keeps giving, man. That guy has made more people more money. You want
it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, right? Hitler's Palace Guard on 7-part series.
Yeah.
You know, and they use the same 50 photographs, you know, and anyway.
Yeah, totally crazy when it comes to, like, right, how much money Hitler's made other people.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Like,
billions.
Yeah, billions. How much that guy has made people that are in the media business. Number two of 10 widely believed U.S. government conspiracies. FEMA concentration camps will imprison anti-government activists.
I hope so.
I know.
I don't believe that. True, but I pray that
one
is true.
One could only hope. And the picture that they use.
That's an island.
The picture they use is from North Korea. And they say this is a FEMA. They take it and they put, like, in the boxes, they put FEMA this, FEMA that, FEMA this, FEMA that, FEMA this.
Yeah.
Who believes this shit, man? This is awesome. All right, number one would be the old world order is bent on global domination. That's the number one theory out there. The Bilderberger, the Jews, NATO. And there's a secret conspiracy, deep state, all of it.
Right.
Here's another one. We're suckers for conspiracy theories, and it's a deep sign of social malaise. And, you know, you see TV shows about the crap all the time, movies about this stuff all the time. So, anyway, so conspiracies. They made the big the one about the movie JFK, Oliver Stone.
Yeah,
he fired that one up, man.
That started it up again. Yeah.
Do you believe Princess Diana was killed?
No. Well, I mean, she's dead. Yeah, but I don't think they had her killed. No.
All right, how about the Jesus conspiracy?
What?
Right. The theory launched in the movie The Da Vinci Codes.
Oh, for Christ, no. No, I don't believe anything out of it, no.
That Jesus married Mary Magdalene, had more than one child, and those children are the descendants that immigrated into France.
No, I don't believe it's an intriguing story. It's a it's a neat book, but no, I don't believe
you don't believe that.
Right. No.
Interesting. All right. How about that Elvis faked his own death and is still alive? Do you believe
that? No, he's dead, man. You ever see him in his last part of years?
Yeah.
That guy choked on a peanut butter hamburger on the toilet. Peanut butter banana sandwich was sitting there. He just couldn't. He had so much red meat in his bowels, he just, and freaking popped that blood vessel in his brain. Done.
Why didn't any of his true friends say, dude, man, ditch
the Because they're making money off of him.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
The way it is.
That's brutal, right? Your friends.
Yeah.
Nice. He did it again. He is such a moron. Unbelievable. Stand by. I wonder what's the difference between the sonar beep
Alright, that time it wasn't me, it said poor connection.
Joining us is Monkey Boy.
No, that was poor connection.
Whatever.
Made a weird noise.
Okay. Elvis Elvis Presley.
How many books do you think were written by Hitler? I just found out.
Hitler wrote one book, Mein Kampf.
No. How many books written about him? No, actually, Hitler wrote more than one book. Go ahead.
I only know of Mein Kampf. Let's see.
A number. Ridiculous.
I can't. 7 trillion books.
No, that's too ridiculous. Bring it back to Earth.
Let's see. 2 billion books about Hitler have been sold.
No, I mean, not sold, written. I mean, different books. Yeah, written.
Let's see, 150,000.
Damn, you're pretty close. 128,000.
Thank you very much. Boom! Mac wins on his birthday.
Hitler and Napoleon are up on the top.
The most books have to be written about Jesus.
Yeah, you're reading that. I know you're doing what I do.
No, I'm about to.
Oh, yeah. Keep going like I am. Oh, yeah, I just knew this off the top of my head.
I do. I mean, who else? Give me some. So who would
How does it sound? Who's this sound like? Who's that sound like? Sounds like you, birthday boy.
No, I mean, look, you have to be stupid not to think that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I say.
No, you
are. Are you mimicking me?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Funny. I would be mocking. If I was mimicking you, I would be mocking you.
No, you're not mocking me.
I know, but I would
be. You're like a minor bird. You're like mimicking.
I would be mocking you. When I mimic you, I mimic to mock. I don't mimic to
honor. No, you don't mock. You can't mock me. You know why? Because mocking doesn't work, because I don't care. So it wouldn't work. So it wouldn't be mocking me. For it to be mocking, then you would make me go, oh, man, that was horrible. You
just mocked me.
You just mocked me. No, I refuse to be mocked, so thus it is not mocking, so that makes mimic. You mimic. Like a minor bird.
Let's see. And you wonder why he has no friends. You wonder why he's going to be moving to Mississippi. Okay? There you have it, right there. What is the most influential book of all time?
The Bible.
Number one. The Republic by Plato.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I've never read that book.
Yeah, I think this is written by some...
French guy?
Yeah, some French guy. Number two, The Communist Manifesto.
It's a French guy.
Number three, The Rights of Man by Thomas Paine. Some political philosopher, loser. Yeah, okay.
Go in the garage and turn your car on.
Yeah, exactly. Just go away. Don't go away pissed.
Just go away.
Go the fuck away. Let's see. So what's number two on the subject of, so Jesus is number one. What's number two?
Or what, number of books written?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, you're looking at a list.
No, I'm not.
You told me.
I just said 128,000 books have been written about Hitler, and it said he's up there with Napoleon. That's all it said. It was just like a little clip. I didn't go to the website. 128,000 thus far. That number's still going. Yeah, but Jesus is number one. More people have written about him than any other person.
He's the number one subject of books on the planet.
Yep.
I bought a National Geographic that talks about Jesus in Palestine and the growth of Christianity last week. So I've been reading it last week. It's very interesting with maps and you know, the influence of Paul.
Like a magazine?
Yeah, it's kind of a magazine, and we're both fond of maps and things like that. So it was historical stuff about Christianity and you know what
I
they
love maps.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know the effect of Paul and the whole concept that we're all equal in front of God,
right?
And anyone, man, woman, peasant, king, will enter the kingdom of heaven the same way. Whoa, that was such a radical idea on a planet where, you know, your wealth determined where you would be in the afterlife. This whole, you know, this whole Christian thing, which was, it started out as a Jewish thing and then quickly got bigger than the Jewish thing. So really, I really like reading stuff like that. So I mean, I really enjoyed it. I saw, and you know what? I saw it in, I'm standing there checking out to buy groceries, me and Colleen. And I'm looking, and I found out that Julia Roberts settled a $300 million divorce settlement. I also found out that Meghan and Kate, they're not getting along, and they're on the verge of like fisticuffs.
And who's Meghan and Kate?
The Prince Harry and Prince William's wives.
Why aren't they getting along?
I don't know. They're not getting along. And I found out one other thing that I wanted to remember, but I can't remember right now. It's pretty interesting.
Sounds amazing.
So then my eyes skewed to this National Geographic that talked about the history of Christianity from the birth of Christ, actually predating Christ, John the Baptist era. So what, 100 years B.C. before Christ or whatever, however we do it. And then to include, I want to say maybe the early, you know, like, the early 20th century. So it chronicles that. It's really, as it, you know, the role of history and the, when the Roman Empire embraced Christianity, but Rome was falling apart, so the emperor moved to Istanbul, Turkey, Constantinople, and all of that. And so, very interesting. Very interesting. I like that stuff. I read a book. I still have it in my library here, called The Gospel According to Pontius Pilate. And it was written by the head of the California Senate at the time. His name was James Mills. But he wrote a work of what's called faction. So it's based on factual events, but there's fictional characters put in and dialogue put in that never existed. And what the book is about is this manuscript that Pilate's diary that is found, and he writes about his encounters with the Nazarene. As he's known. And it has the dialogue between like Pilate and Jesus, when he's interrogating him, asking him questions about who do you claim to be the king of?
That's cool.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting, obviously. So I've always been kind of very interested in that kind of stuff. So I've enjoyed it. Yeah, you can find it on your local newsstand. That's a checkout. National Geographic, and it's in the other room, or I'd grab it and I'd read the cover verbatim. But if you're interested, you'll find it.
Hey, you talked to Athena last night.
I did talk to Athena last night. See, you know what's really interesting, Mike? And she and I are talking. Like, I don't know her, right?
Mm-hmm. I know you're going to say, but go ahead.
It's amazing, and I have the same experience with Bob Nielsen. I have the same experience.
Right. Never met him.
Never met him.
You talk to him, boom.
Boom.
Friends. And like you've been together, yeah.
And you have these, you're exploring subject matter, not exactly the same, but kind of the same, and you're coming to the same conclusions, and you've never even spoken to each other.
Right.
It's the craziest shit in the world.
Yep.
Crazy.
I told you.
Yeah, and it just keeps happening. It keeps happening. And I was telling Nielsen last week, I keep waiting because my assumption is, look, if you know what they know, and I'm talking about the VA here, you would do the same thing. I don't understand how numbing us to our symptoms helps us heal. I don't understand VA's approach to the mental health of veterans. So you go in, and kind of the recipe seems to be, we're going to numb you of your symptoms, and then we're going to tell you to go to group, and then we're going to do talk therapy with you. But you're going to see a different therapist, not every time you come, but fairly frequently enough to discourage you from ever coming and making progress. And then when you see a therapist, at the end of the session, instead of saying, same time next week, we want them to say, okay, Mac, here's what we want from you. One, you got to PT 5 out of the next 7 days, okay? You got to stop drinking for that two-week period, and I want you to read at least one book devoted to the study of trauma written by somebody who's dealt with it successfully, okay? Mm-hmm. Never say that. And we're screaming for that. And I'm waiting for somebody to say, okay, Mac, you know what? Really common questions. Let me give you the solution. Let me tell you how this all makes sense. Okay? Kind of like we've talked about with Afghanistan. Victory in Afghanistan doesn't make sense when you're watching it, right? And then you talk to somebody and they say, no. Victory is you're buying a term insurance policy and you're keeping the lid on ISIS and Al-Qaeda. But you have a strategic presence there. And in a separate bag, you're supporting the Afghans government fight against the Taliban, hoping for a political settlement. All that's going on under the broad tent that says Afghanistan. So what do you want to talk about? Until somebody can break it down and make it make sense for you, you look at it and it just doesn't make sense to me. But I keep thinking, Mike, that somebody out there is going to do that with me for the VA.
What?
Thank you.
Crazy.
Well, you know what?
No one's going to do that.
And so, but again, happened to me yesterday. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Because they're not interested in that. And then you get the same question asked to you that you ask. She asked me first. Mac, the question is, why don't they do these things? Is it money? Do they not want us to get better? Because if they wanted us to get better, there would be guys like you, guys like Gunner, in those vet centers that opens doors and says, come on in, man, sit down. What's up? But they're not there, so why aren't they there? Why aren't combat people there? Why aren't veterans there? Do they must not want us to heal. I said, I don't want to believe that, but the conclusion is inescapable. They don't give a shit. So, but it is. It's weird. It's really weird.
It's crazy.
Yeah, because you very independently are coming to these same conclusions. Very cool. She's going to come on next week and talk about her book.
Yeah, like I said, when I first talked to her, same thing. Within 5 minutes, I felt like we've known each other. You know, we're buddies.
Crazy.
We've known each other forever. Yeah. And but she has that same mentality, and it's just crazy. Did she tell you that I dislike WMs? She's making shit up like that. Okay. Because I don't. She thinks for some reason I do, but you know.
I didn't dissuade her of that, just so you know.
Yeah.
I kind of helped that along. I'm like, oh, my God, he's the worst.
Oh, God, the guy.
Yeah, exactly. I've had this game played with me before. Yeah.
Right,
I don't want to tell you I stoked that fire a little bit, but I did. What do you got going on this weekend?
What's this weekend?
Nothing.
I got nothing going on.
Army Navy game.
Oh, big. Who gives a shit, man? Yeah. God.
Big deal. Hey, the only thing I didn't like about the president's funeral, you know,
what?
21 F-18 flyover, and they'll do the missing man formation, right?
Right.
It was fucking four sets of four, and then four sets of four and one set of five. Was it 21? Like, what the? We can't even line up 21 aircraft all flying over at once. Would have looked awesome. Missing man takes off out of it.
A whole air wing to get 21 aircraft airborne. That right there says a lot.
A wing?
One whole wing.
Maybe more.
Yeah, borrowing parts from another wing.
Yeah, why are you towing that out of the museum? It's got to fly in President Bush's flyover. Oh, shit.
What would have been cool to see is some TBF Avengers, in formation, because that's what he flew, torpedo bombers.
Wow.
That would have been cool, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure they exist, but, I mean, that fly, that would have been one, and that should have been the missing man that peels out, that one. But can F-18s fly that slow?
My guess is,
no.
Yeah, it depends on how fast they can get that TBF going. But I've seen prop planes. Well, I've seen a Mustang and a jet fly, but Mustang can go pretty fast.
Yeah. That was the only thing and again, hats off to everybody who does that stuff. It was awesome to watch us roll out the honors of a nation for the 41st president. That's the only thing four? What do you mean? There's only four. Oh, and there's four more. And I'm like, are you shitting me? Whose stupid idea was that?
Yeah, I think Rudy would tell you that it's tough to fly when they're that slow. But your comeback is always, because you have to be actually a real pilot. What do you mean tough to fly when they're slow? It's 170 knots. That's not slow. In World War One, that would have been like freaking twice the speed of all the aircraft.
Right. How fast can those things go? But no, I just, Mike, would it be too hard to line up 21 aircraft?
Yeah. I mean, you're today's military now.
Right.
World War Two, shit, you see actual footage of hundreds of airplanes in formation. So they used to put, thousands of B-17s in the sky at one time.
Sky was black with B-17s. Yeah. Sky was black over Normandy with C-47s.
It's impossible to line up 21 aircraft.
It's unsafe to have more than four in a diamond formation.
That's the only formation we have for four aircraft. It's either a breast, diamond, wedge. Yeah. Look in the book right here, Mac. There's no formation for 21 aircraft.
Stupid.
See, and that would blow, like, Rudy's mind. You'd say, hey, how do you put 21 aircraft in a formation? You can only use a diamond, a wedge, and a breast. Echelon left, echelon right. They're trained that way. I know, but I want to put 21 aircraft in the sky.
The Blue Angels do it. They do that thing where they do that formation. They're, like, one in the lead, and then they all, like, build out on the wings. All you have to do is watch the guy to your left. That's all you have to do.
No, because they're not trained that way. So Rudy's answer would be, the only way you can put 20, the only way you can do it is three diamonds of four and then a diamond with a tail of five. And you're like, no, I want to put 21 all together. Can't be done.
Yeah, that's bullshit. You could have even stacked the diamonds. I would have even been kind of okay with that. So there's there's one diamond 500 feet below that. There's another diamond. And so from the ground, it looks like they're all together, but we know we stacked them because they suck at driving those airplanes. So you got to separate them. We could have done that.
I would have glued cardboard cutouts on each wing and made it look like there was more aircraft.
If you need to, why not? Right? But we're not going to do. Okay. All right, sir. This is Commander McNamara. He's our naval aviation planner here for the F-18 side of this thing. All right. Hey, Mac, what's up? Nothing, sir. What are my COAs? Well, sir, we could do one of 21, or we could do four flights of four and then one flight of five. Why would we do one? Why would we do anything but a flight of 21? We want to show the majesty, the bigness of the salute all together, one piece of sky. Well, sir, you know, flying that is, you know, blah, 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 like who made that decision? Like, oh, okay, we'll go chicken shit on this. Unbelievable. Anyway, all
right. Crazy shit.
All right. Here's an email. Hold on. Mac, happy birthday. Thank you. Here's another
one. Oh, you had to throw that in there.
Here's another one.
Oh, here's another one. Let me see what this is. Oh, hey, Mac, happy birthday.
Okay, hold on. Goof, it was 1 times 4 times 4 times 4 times 4 times 4 minus 3. Wait a minute. I thought it was 16, which is 4 times 4,
and then a 5.
And then a 5. Yeah. So that's 4 times 4 and then a 5.
Is he calling us a goof?
Yeah. Look like a pretty low ceiling. We need Rudy for expert analysis. So even with a low ceiling, you could still fly, 21 aircraft. I mean, look, they did it in World War II.
You know, there's an AW on that side of that plane for a reason. All, the AW stands for?
Yeah, all wuss.
All wuss, yeah. All weather. Yeah.
All we don't go there. That's what that shit stands for. I'm
looking at the video right now. It's four with their tail hooks down.
Yeah, that's what they do. Naval aviators.
Naval aviators.
Big deal.
And, following a flyover by a number of U.S. Navy jets. Yeah. That's four, and four. You know, that's the worst. I don't like that. Yeah, watching that video.
It's chicken shit, I thought. And I was geeked, like 21. Because, Mike and I talked about the surrender at Pearl Harbor. They got 20,000 airplanes in the air. Flying over Tokyo, right? And it was a message like, look, just in case anybody wants to hit reverse gear out of this shit, this is what's waiting for you. Every, bomber in the region over Tokyo in, however long it took them to fly. The sky was black with bombers and fighters and shit that day. We were flying flights of four. I don't know. I just didn't. I was geeked about it. I was like, yeah, this will be cool. This will be awesome. The majesty of the F-18.
And their separation is like...
Yeah, next zip code.
It's like 2 miles.
It's like, okay, we're not talking about the Blue Angels, man. We're not talking about the Blue Angels.
Yeah, or...
Why weren't the Blue Angels there?
Yep, you're right. So it's 3 groups of 4.
No, that's
only 4. And the last group is 5, and he does the missing man. Boom.
No, that's only 17. It was supposed to be 21. We're missing a group of 4.
I'm sorry. There's 4 groups of 4.
Okay. And then 1 group of 5. And then,
the missing man.
Yeah, and that was the aircraft with his name and his wife's name on it.
Right.
Right. Yeah, so... Yeah, so the guy who sent me this is wrong. 1 times 4 times 4 times 4 times 4 times 4 minus 1. Guess what that gets you? 19.
What?
Yeah, it's 4 plus 1, not 4 minus 1, the last group.
Yeah.
So, yeah. See? And he's an aviation guy, too.
Oh.
What does that go to show you? They're dumb as a bag of hammers.
Maybe this title. Navy performs largest ever 21 aircraft. Really? Navy's never had more than 21 aircraft in a formation? Watch your World War II little flicks, guys.
Yeah, no shit, man. Anyway, we need to, some aviator types got to get involved in that and say, hey, look, man, we need to do the choreography so that we get all 21 in a victory formation flying right over it, right? And then the missing man comes bombing out. Right. And then we're all going to bank to the left and do a strafing run in a field northwest of
Houston.
Right. North of Houston. And then we're going to drop a 1,000-pound bomb. We'll send his ass out in style. That would be awesome. Can you imagine that? And we're not going to fly at like 20,000 feet, okay? We're going to fly at about at less than 1,000. We're going to rock the whole place. That's pretty awesome. You asked Rudy about doing, well, Mike's been on the ground when you hear, when you can't find somebody and you do either a show of force or a show of presence. And that's like as low, show of force is as low as they can go, right? Isn't that what that is? Because you can't find them, so you're just trying to scare the shit out of whoever you're looking for.
Yeah. I just watched it again from another angle. It's 21.
Yeah, see? Yeah, these people telling me that we're wrong. I just, again, we need to look at that before President Carter dies. And he'll probably, he's a submariner, though. Can we get a submarine, 21 submarines on trucks driving past? In formation, four at a time.
I don't think we even own.
Do we have a missing sub where we can like submerge it in a pool or something like that? We'll have to build that shit close to.
Oh, someone's already blasting it. They said this is the largest present, you know, for funerals. Someone said, check your history, idiot. This is in the remarks. Check your history, idiot. 21 U.S. Air Force F-15s flew Missing Man tribute for President Reagan, and they were all in one formation. I got to check that out then. If the Air Force showed up the Navy, oh, dude, naval aviators just lost some points.
You know, that is so what would we do a search on, Mike?
U.S. Air Force flyover for President Reagan.
Navy flyover, Bush.
If the Air Force punked out our Navy,
yeah, next time the Marine Corps is gonna, we may have to source every MAW to get 21 of any aircraft type.
Well, shit, man, I see. Oh, dude, Air Force has already punked them out. I've seen photographs right now of like 2 B-2s and 4 F-16s, and they're all in formation. Air Force, man. Oh, dude, yeah. Navy's done. Here's 12 F-15s and 2 B-1Bs all in one massive formation. Dude, that looks sweet. Oh, maybe the Air Force jets are more sophisticated.
Maybe they're bigger risks. This is carrier aviation, man. They're the biggest risk takers on the planet.
Maybe it's easier than we thought.
These are the ones that they're the sons. They're the sons.
Maybe the Air Force.
Yeah, they're
do that thing blind.
They're the sons of the people who did tailhook, right? They're flying with their tailhooks down. That's symbolism. We're ballsy aviators, okay? And then they got to fly in like five formations. What the? Yeah. Five separate. It wasn't a 21 aircraft flyover. It was four aircraft flyovers with one additional in the last group.
Yeah, it was one single. But it was 21 aircraft.
Yeah, so what? Yeah, 21 total. But that's not
one single.
Yeah, 24. It was 16, right, and then five. With the missing man in the last group, and that's not what we wanted. We wanted 21
all together,
all together.
One big V, and the center of the V goes out.
Yes, that's what we're looking for. Okay,
yeah.
Is that too much to ask? When you tell us there's going to be a 21, no, it shouldn't be. Okay, so
apparently the Air Force can do it. So when the Air Force get to actually have a president, because you think, has there ever been a president from the Air Force? No. Nor a Marine. It's always not, Army or Navy.
It's not multiplication, but rather by use. So this now the aviator, he's now trying to explain it to me that he's not wrong. There was no
group. Oh, of course.
There was no group of five. The CO passed first as a single. Well, that's even more fucked up then. good grief, I give you guys the details, and you're still fucking it up. We don't think that it could be this fucked up. Why does the guy fly? That's not the missing man formation. Somebody in a single? Who did this? Like, Italian immigrants who just, like, staggered ashore in Miami? Yeah, looks good to us. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, let's ask Guillermo. Hey, Guillermo, do you know anything about naval aviation? No. Okay, here's what we think. We want to go one, and then, yeah, that sounds good. Do you have any food around here? Yeah, it's in the other room, man. Look in the fridge. Like, this is a shit show, man. I don't get it. Like, that is not the missing man deal, man.
No,
that is just bullshit.
The Air Force, I'm looking at Air Force, man. They can pull this off. I'm changing that. I will never make fun of the Air Force pilots again.
Why not?
Because it looks like they're better. They're at least ballsier. I mean, they're in big formations.
Is it? Is that Reagan?
Yeah.
Is that Reagan's funeral?
Well, no, I'm still looking for it. I found pictures, but I don't think that's Reagan's funeral.
Unprecedented. Here's the headline.
Unprecedented. Yeah.
Navy will perform unprecedented 21 fighter flyover for Bush funeral. Maybe
no.
Not. Maybe not.
Maybe they just cycled the first four around and we didn't see it, so there's only eight out there.
We'll start that conspiracy theory. Right. And they racetracked it.
Yeah.
Behind a big cloud bank. Yeah. And then had
that's the, why it was like, yeah.
They had the suppressors on the engine. Hyperspeed. Around the cloud. Whoa, here they come again, right out of that cloud. They keep coming out of that cloud. Yeah, they could only
they had the same tail number.
Yeah, they could only get eight in the air. Yeah. Here's another email. Okay, you two idiots are only digging this hole deeper for the rest of us, okay? You two are stupid, but I will agree with one thing. That's not the missing man formation. We've all
Thank
seen
you.
It. We've seen it on TV. The lead guy was the missing man. That's bullshit, and that's stupid. The missing man comes out of a formation. He flies with his comrades as part of a team. That's significant in the whole thing.
No, that Navy SEAL was like, look
Boom.
At me. I'm in the lead.
Oh,
I'm the,
maybe
I am,
it was Navy yeah. SEAL. Maybe it was Navy SEAL aviation.
Ooh.
That would explain.
That would explain
a lot
everything.
Of it. Under, oh, never
rest
mind.
Our case.
Done.
Boom. The, gavel strike. Mike and Mike, you are correct.
Exactly.
Serving on a sh-
Oh, my God. All right. All right. I'm done with you. Yeah. If you want the truth and not a conspiracy theory, you know where to come.
You got to talk to Mike and Mike. Yeah,
yeah exactly. And remember.
We will give you the truth.
Don't be afraid to write somebody a letter, I think. And the other great thing that came out of the eulogy that his grandson did was when his grandson said, my grandfather passed on to us that no life is complete without service. And I thought, boom.
What did he do, though?
He's the land commissioner in Texas.
That's not service.
What is it? It's political office?
Yeah, that's close. Okay, I'll give it to him.
He's at least pointed down the right road. We all know that he could become a selfless loser, like what we see on TV every night, or he could join his grandfather in honoring the values of the greatest generation. You decide. Yeah.
All right, man. I'll let you go. You have a good weekend. Happy birthday. Don't drink too much.
No, I don't drink. Thank you very much.
Yep, bye.
There you have it. The lamest flyover I've ever seen in my life. The, all right, I got to get out of here. It's my birthday, for God's sakes. And my uncle's actually calling me. And he just got out of the hospital, so I got to get on the phone with my uncle. So, anywho, should I play happy birthday to myself one more time? Of course I should. Where is she? Here she is. those friends going, are you shitting me? She's lost her mind.
Happy birthday.
This can't be happening here in Madison Square Garden.
To
oh, she's so funny. Not.
Birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
To me, that's right. All right, don't touch that dial if you're just tuning in. Quality program today. The chef joins us to do a little bit of cooking. So we'll talk about that. And we also have a discussion about, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of the country in light of... oh, my God. In light of the contrast you just saw between... that's been on display for us all week, and that is remembering the Greatest Generation. And look, nobody's trying to sugarcoat their time. But the stuff we see out of our political leaders from both sides of the aisle lacks substance when you compare them with the Greatest Generation. In fact, they straight up suck when you compare them to the Greatest Generation. All right. And again, the image of Bob Dole standing and saluting with his left hand. Hey, you can't salute with your left hand. You can if your right arm's not functional. Oh. Yeah, and you see him struggle to stand? Right? Every ounce of strength that he has? Pretty impressive. So the chef and I talk a little bit about that. The chef is more optimistic than I am. And then the gunner and I talk about conspiracies today. What conspiracies do you believe in? So, yeah, we'll talk about my birthday, too. All day today. 61 years old. I cannot believe I'm that old. Honestly. Whose idea was that? Next week, a cool week of radio. Bob Nielsen, are you shitting me, Marilyn? No, I just think that that's the funniest, you knowing that he was sleeping with her. And he's got all his friends there, right? Frank Sinatra, Peter Lawford, Sammy Davis Jr., all that whole, like, Rat Pack crew. They all know it. And then she rolls out in the dress that they sewed onto her and sings that. Like, you could have only wished to be with them when they got, like, off stage in a small group and looked around and went, oh my God, what in the hell? She's possessed. But again, two things. George P. Bush. That may have to go into the montage. No life is complete without service in it. So, yeah, it's a good thought. The other thing is, don't be afraid to sit down and write somebody a letter. You all week heard how significant that was and how touching it was, that gesture of taking the time to do that. So not a bad little thing to get into. Mac, you are not old. You are experienced. Or maybe you're a classic. Yeah, something like that. It's just a number, right? It's just a number. I don't necessarily feel that old, but when I see my kids, like I have one son who's 29. I have another one that's going to be 32. And I bust their balls. Whoa, dog. That's a pretty fiery cake you got going there. Yeah, Dad, I know. I know, don't remind me. Anyway, have a great weekend. If you're interested, and I've had a couple of people email me, if you're interested and would like to have input into the, right now, I'll tell you what, where it sits. The two goals and 10 commandments of post-traumatic winning. If you would like, if you'd like the chance to edit that, or at least give suggestions if you listen to the program, shoot me an email. I'll be happy to send it to you and send me your thoughts on it. Right. It's essentially designed to be a one-pager that when I go speak, that people can put on their phone and they can refer to it. And just all the basic things that you hear on this program. And so if you care to, I would be happy to have your input. Shoot me off an email and say, send it to me. I'd love to listen. And again, the two goals, right? The first goal is coexist. Second goal is win. So those are the two goals and the Ten Commandments. One, we don't get over trauma, and it's okay to be damaged by it. Number two, trauma is trauma. Number three, we're not disabled by trauma. Number four, the trauma menstrual cycle. Number five, hope is critical in dealing with trauma. So there's 10 of them. And so if you'd like to take a look or to give me your thoughts on it, shoot me an email. Happy birthday to everybody out there. Write a letter. Be better. Serve. Right? And if you embrace the philosophy of post-traumatic winning, don't be afraid to touch the lives of other people and lighten their burden. It's what we veterans owe our country, our communities, and what we can very easily supply them. Because all over the place there's people dealing with trauma that don't nearly have the experience in it that veterans tend to. So have at it. Get smart and then make a difference. On that note, no life is complete without service to the nation. Maybe I'll begin to assemble an outro. And that'll be part of the outro. Because the intro, man, that thing's 6 minutes. But I love it. Honestly, I love listening to that thing every day. Somebody sent me an email. Mac, why do you play that every day? It's kind of long. Because I like it. Right? From the serious of... Sergeant Major Canley, from the Commandant talking about winning, to General Mattis making a joke about if this is vodka, it'd be a much better speech. That makes me laugh every day when I hear it. To Jack Riley saying goodness like it's two words. I love all that. My tribe. So live the high life, make a difference. Lighten people's load, write letters, make a difference. On a Friday, All Marine Radio, over and out.